great weather if you're a duck.
Not even if you're a duck.
You don't think ducks even like this weather?
I don't think ducks even like this. I know farmers and ranchers don't like this.
Well,
like
not
it right now.
They'll like it next year.
They would like it in July.
And, you know, after soil being a little dry, there are some plus points here. But if you're not done harvesting, it's kind of a mess.
Well, I was talking to Doug Goring yesterday after we missed on him on the show yesterday, and he was like, I asked him about his farmers. He's like, maybe 2% into the beans and the corn, and they're hoping to get into the field. So
it is wreaking havoc in oil country. A lot of road restrictions today. In fact, McKenzie County just extended their restrictions on all non-paved roads to 12,000 pounds of gross vehicle weight until 6 tonight. And then the commissioners will be reevaluating that as they go. Stark County, a volunteer shutdown of all heavy hauling. And Stark County, the only loads to be essential loads, fuel or other necessary drilling supplies. Williams County, non-paved roads until the afternoon for all vehicles over 100,000. 500 pounds gross vehicle weight. Hettinger County Sheriff advising no truck travel on gravel roads in the county until wet conditions approved. All of the travelers asked to reduce speed. Botineau County restricted county road notifications on a lot of them. Contact the Botineau County Road Department if you have any questions. But the restrictions now updated to 105,500. And any load over that would need to permit through the uniform truck permit process. So, anyway, the rain is creating a bit of a havoc out there. We welcome you to a Wednesday edition of the program. This is the What's On Your Line program with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. We're live at the Bismarck Civic Center today. And I said Wednesday, but it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday today.
Yeah. But ahead of myself. Just trying to get this week to sail along. Anyway,
Tuesday's my long day. I don't forget about Tuesday.
Yeah. Anyway, the Women's Business Summit is the place for strategic and savvy business women. Second day of this event, celebrating National Women's Small Business Month here at the Bismarck Civic Center. And they have all kinds of programs for business owners and professional women and general sessions and health and wellness. We're going to talk with some of the folks that are here today. We're also going to chat with the keynoter from Baby Einstein.
Julie Anger Clark. What a great story.
So anyway, that'll be fun, and that'll be next hour, so stay tuned for all of that coming up on the program. Telephone number 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And Eric Osmonstead from the Farm Bureau will join us a little later on. They've been doing a county-by-county tracking on the counties that are asking for property tax hikes in their budget meeting. So they'll give us an update on that and also make you aware where you can let your voice be heard on that. So stay tuned for that later this hour. Again, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. NDFB.org to find out more about your Farm Bureau. All right, we have a deal, supposedly, right, between the Senate Republicans and the Obama administration on the shutdown. And in the Senate, nothing about Obamacare, nothing about leveling the playing field, nothing of any. That's basically just kicking the can down the road.
Something blink?
Like February. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a blink to me. I'd be curious what folks think of it, you know, without some Obamacare reform or you know, I guess a promise to sit down at the table and deal with the longer-term problems, it seems like a blink. House Republicans evidently are doing their own deal. They are going to do some things related to Obamacare, like get rid of the medical device tax.
Medical device tax is huge. And actually, I was listening to Amy Klobuchar on one of the news programs.
Senator from Minnesota.
Early this morning, Democratic Senator from Minnesota. She said they were on board with getting rid of the medical device tax.
She is. I don't know. Harry Reid isn't, but
She said a large contingency. So
yeah, Minnesota senators were because obviously Medtronic's there, and
right,
there's some big players in Minnesota. So they've Franken and Klobuchar have both been pretty forceful on it. But the question is, I think there is obviously some support for that in the Senate. And the other thing they're doing, you'll be happy to hear this: Congress would lose all their exemptions, and federal workers would lose their exemptions, so they'd level that playing field. That's in the House GOP.
Why just Congress, though? That's my question. Right. Why just Congress?
I agree. I think there should be a lot more on. Even Senator Heitkamp today was on CNN talking about there's things in Obamacare we ought to fix. Well, what a perfect opportunity to do it. Instead,
yeah,
we've been saying no, 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 no. We won't even sit at the table and talk about it. So talk is cheap. You could say you think things are bad in Obamacare, but until you're on the other end of the table saying, here, I'm going to fix it and how, then don't even talk to me. It's just whispering in my ear, and it's silly.
All in or all out. Either it's all a level playing field, it's everybody in, everybody on board, or no, you can't curry the favor of voters because there's a constituency that doesn't like it or it doesn't fit their needs. You can't do that. You can't have it both ways.
Sarah Palin is concerned that Senator Obama, no, sorry, President Obama's
we could only wish.
It's been too long. That President Obama's rhetoric on the debt ceiling, specifically that, you know, if the Republicans don't do this, it's going to tank the economy, it's going to spook the markets. She's saying that all his warnings are having him flirting with impeachment. So is impeachment crazy talk?
You know what's going to tank the economy? $17 trillion plus in debt. That's what's going to tank the economy.
Well, I tell him. I agree, and I think actually a showdown over doing something about it is the best thing that can happen. But she's saying that he's flirting with impeachment with his rhetoric. Do you agree with that, or is that way out there talk? Anyway, is this a blank? Are they caving? And by the way, there was a big protest that the Democrats planned to scream and holler about the government shutdown in Fargo. And the North Dakota Democrats actually tried to rally criticism of Kevin Cramer at the event. Only 25 people showed up. So sort of a friends and family deal. They couldn't even find, more than 20 folks out of the, furloughed workers that might say, hey, I want my job back. Let me go back to work. So that was a bust. What does that say? That maybe at the grassroots level there's not that much concern over this shutdown or slowdown or whatever you call it? Let us know what you think. 800-228-0550-701. 258-0550, again, 800-228-0550. Let's go to Jake in Grand Forks first up here on the comment on the program we call What's on
Your
Mind.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Jake. How are you?
Good. I learned something last night that would solve this whole debt ceiling crisis, if that's what they're going to call it. And it's called the 14th Amendment. I can't remember what paragraph, but I learned it last night, basically saying that we will not, no matter what, default on our current obligations, and that includes debt, social programs, things like that. So basically, and I'm sure you guys know, there, if the government doesn't raise the debt ceiling, it ties their hands to be able to spend more money. That's all it does. There's no way that we're going to default as long as the people that are running this country follow the Constitution.
You know, a lot of the discussion came up on the bailouts and too big to fail. Is the American government too big to fail? From a global picture, I think it is. I don't think that could happen. But my question is, when you're $17 trillion in debt, aren't we already broke?
Well, let's stick to his point, though, on using the 14th Amendment. President Obama specifically was asked about that, Jake. He said if you start having a situation in which there's a legal controversy about the U.S. Treasury's authority to issue debt, the damage will have been done even if that were constitutional because people wouldn't be sure. He'd be tied up in litigation for a long time. That's going to make people nervous. There are no magic bullets here. So he's rejecting the idea the 14th Amendment can be used. He's looking for pain. He doesn't want to fix anything is the point, Jim.
Right. Well, the thing is that this country, and you and I are at fault. Because, and I'm just saying this in the broad term because we, not you and I probably, because we have informed votes, but the United States citizens elected these idiots. And I'm even talking Republicans. I'm not donating to any Republicans anymore until John Boehner's taken out of his position. I don't trust him either. But the bottom line is, it's gonna hurt us to quote unquote default, but in the Constitution, we have enough money to pay the minimums on our credit card and stuff. It's just at current spending.
But that's the problem.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
What happens if you or I just pay the minimum on our credit cards? What happens to our household finances?
It takes longer to pay it off.
It never gets paid off.
Well, but that's the thing, though. If they raise the debt ceiling, then they're never going to pay it off because they accrue more debt. So let's have these guys, it might take a little bit longer, but it may not, because if they're forced to get their spending under control by not having any more money to spend, then there's more money that you have to pay onto your debt. So
Jake,
essentially, nothing's going to be really going to be effective. There's not going to be starving children and women in the streets. Afghanistan's going to be covered.
Jake, but, appreciate your phone call, and glad you brought up the 14th Amendment. I think it's something out of, folks ought to look at. And when I mentioned Sarah Palin using the I word, she's doing it specifically because of that issue, that there are ways that would avoid a technical default that would soothe the markets and say, no, we got this handled. Look, we got a debate. We got to figure it out. We got to get around a table. But in the meantime, here's what we're going to do. He's rejecting that. That's why she's saying that's flirting with impeachment. So let's see if anybody else agrees. RG in Valley City when we come back. Bert Fargo, Larry Fargo, Jeff and Minot coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
In North Dakota, water is a precious resource. That's why giving water new life through recycling is important. Learn how North Dakota is using new ways to recycle and conserve water by attending the Garrison Diversion Water Reuse and Recycling Conference, Wednesday, October 16th at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo. It's free, but pre-registration is requested. Register by calling the Garrison Diversion at 701-652-3194. That's 701-652-3194.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We are on the road again. Steve Buchan along with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's on Your Mind, radio.com. Or you can, if you'd like to go to our Facebook or our Twitter accounts, you can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. The website will take you everywhere you need to go. We are in Bismarck at the Women's Business Summit for strategic and saving business women, and a great event here. Gotten fired up. We're going to have an opportunity to talk with the organizer, Deb Esslinger, Executive Director for the Center for Technology and Business, on the Women's Business Summit coming up in just a few minutes. Let's get back to the phones. If you'd like to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Bert in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Say, there was a story days ago
about this nuclear weapons move that was it between Nebraska and South Carolina? You recall that?
No, I missed that one.
Okay, well, it was a huge snafu again. You recall the incident right here in our home state, the nuclear weapons move from Minot Air Force Base down to New Orleans. It was a huge story.
And of course, the general.
It was a recent move. Pardon me.
And the general just got 86 that was in charge of the nuclear weapons.
Although, by the way, somebody called about that yesterday. Sorry to interrupt you here. We'll let you finish. Didn't mean to, but I'm going to. Since Steve interrupted you, I'm going to interrupt him and say that that actually we did a little checking on that because somebody called and said, why are all these generals getting shifted around? That particular general was relieved for some incident unrelated to what happened at Minot. So those two were not connected.
Right. Was that the counterfeit poker chips or whatever? Something like that. A huge question mark there. I was in the service. I was U.S. Marine guarding Navy nuclear weapons. And after over 30 years of discharge, you know, the two-man rule, I can still quote you the rule. Two-man rule requires a minimum of two authorized personnel, each capable of detecting incorrect or unauthorized procedures, shall be present during all operations which require access to nuclear weapons. And you know, when the Minot story first broke, you know, I thought, no way. You know what? You do not accidentally ship nuclear weapons anywhere. You don't accidentally move nuclear weapons anywhere. When I was a Marine guarding these weapons, I was not authorized to touch it. What my job was to do was to make sure that those that weren't touching it were authorized to do it. And there had to be a minimum of two of them. Because, like in the silos, there's two guys that turn the key. And, these things just don't happen by accident. And what really is surprising to me is that this story is not covered at all. And what's really interesting too is that Senator Lindsey Graham was predicting a nuclear terrorist strike in South Carolina at the same time that this weapons movement happened. And I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot more behind all this, gentlemen, than what has been lightly reported in the news. And that is what astounds me.
We'll keep an eye on it. I appreciate your call today very much. And we got a full bank of calls, so we're going to keep moving. RG in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. RG, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing this morning, guys? Thanks for taking my call. What the previous caller was talking about, they were moved from Dyess Air Force Base in Texas.
To South Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm. To South Carolina, right. And they were moved by truck, and they were moved without the proper paperwork, and it's a whole kind of a murky deal right now. And it was all broke. That story broke about 2-3 days before Lindsey Graham came out and said, oh, we got to go to war in Syria, or they're going to detonate a device in South Carolina. Then that just kind of dropped off the radar, too. But what I want to talk about was the current crisis, or I don't even call it a crisis. I think it's great to shut the government down, less damage they can do. And I think they're so disingenuous what's going on there, because we all know they've taken $225 billion, or 75% of the budget's taken in every month. And they can run the government. By law, they can run the government. They can run all the vital services. They can pay all the vital people that need to be paid, i.e. military and retirees and the VA, and they can service the debt and all of it. This is nothing more than our Democratic Party, the executive branch of the government, trying to make everything as uncomfortable as they can. If that's not an impeachable offense, I don't really, truly don't know what it is, because he's gone so far off the rails as far as completely ignoring the Constitution and all of the checks and balances of the three branches of the government.
Let me ask you here a second, RG, whether you think this is an okay deal. Here's what we know about it as being reported literally minute by minute. Because Senate Republicans were doing a deal with the Harry Reid and the White House, and they were going to have a meeting yesterday. They postponed it because they weren't quite done with the deal. Now we know that whatever they're proposing, House Republicans aren't going along with. They've rejected it. They're going to do their own deal. And their deal says a temporary spending bill to reopen the government until January 15th. Increase the debt limit enough to last until February 7th. Two-year delay of the medical device tax in Obamacare. Also a requirement that the Obama administration verify the income of Americans receiving tax subsidies through Obamacare. And a revised version of the so-called Vitter Amendment. That's the one that members of Congress and federal officials, executive department officials, including President Obama, not their staffs, purchase insurance through the same marketplace that everybody else did without any subsidies. So level the playing field for them, and then also eliminates the Treasury Department's ability to use extraordinary measures to avoid default. But, of course, much of what House Republicans were looking for, mainly a one-year delay in Obamacare level playing field for everybody, is gone.
It's just not on the table anymore.
So is this a cave?
Well, if that's what the Senate goes for, I don't say it's a cave. If they get the one-year delay in Obamacare, that's great. As far as the Vitter Amendment, I think everybody in the country, every swing and racer out there needs to be under Obamacare if one person has to be. There are no exemptions. It's
the
law. Everybody should feel the pain. Senate, congressmen, their staffers, everybody. Anybody who should be exempted would probably be the military.
Well, yeah.
And again, that's not
in
this
veterans,
deal.
And veterans. The VA should not be part of this.
It's not in the deal. So is it a cave? Which, and by the way, it's not done deal yet either, right? It's being proposed as a deal, as a handshake. So still time to let your voice be heard. Tell
all
us what you think.
Or all out. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Jeff in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Yeah, good discussion. I think the government shutdown, unfortunately, is probably a good thing. I think they have a lot of nerve thrown around this phrase, we got to pay our bills, because they're the ones that caused this $1 trillion debt in the first place. And so what I want to know is, what would we have to do at home if I cause this kind of debt in my home? I can't run to the bank and get another loan. I've got to start unloading some of my property, sell a car, and ask maybe friends and family to bail me out for free. And I think I'd like to know these congressmen and women and the president, are their salaries being cut through this shutdown? And maybe that'd be a good place to start if they want to have integrity.
We are up against the clock, so have to cut you short, but appreciate you calling and listening. More coming up, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right. 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room. And you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment in the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We're back in Bismarck, broadcasting live from the Women's Business Summit at the Bismarck Civic Center today. Let's get Larry in here. Larry's been waiting to go the longest. A lot of folks waiting to weigh in. We're going to get to all of you at some point here today. We just have a busy program with lots going on. Eric Osmus said from the Farm Bureau in just a minute, too, about property taxes. So we can get you up to speed on what's happening about local property taxes, county by county. The Farm Bureau's been watching that. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, NDFB.org. Larry, what's on your mind?
Well, I've got four things while I've been waiting on hold. First, Garrison Diversion shows you just how much we can trust the federal government.
Good one.
Check your email. Michelle Bachmann introduced something about impeachment this morning.
She's been talking about it.
A furloughed employee in North Dakota want to go back to work. They're getting paid vacation, and it's hunting and fishing season.
Maybe that's why they didn't show up at the protest, huh? Maybe they're okay with government being shut down.
But no
hey,
land
they're
going to
gonna get paid.
Yeah.
And then finally, if the Republicans have caved again, the Republican Party's dead. There's no reason in the world to support it if they keep voting like Democrats.
Does it smell like a cave to you so far?
It smells like a cave. What does the Republican Party do best? Cave in and appease our Marxist Democrat enemy.
Let them know. Appreciate the call, Larry. Thanks a bunch.
Let's go to Randy in Bismarck quickly. Randy, what's on your mind today?
I was just talking about the financial situation we're in with the country. Basically, I'm looking at, you know, we have some hard decisions coming for our country with the money problems that we have. You know, Obamacare is a benefit. Well, why should we be paying for benefits when we're in the financial situation we're in? Doesn't make any sense to me. It's just like you and me buying toys, same thing.
Well, let me ask you.
Make some search.
Yeah, I think, Randy, your point is a good one. It's to say, hey, wait a minute. That's why we're having this. That's why we're having this showdown, because we've got to get our fiscal house in order. Everybody says that, Republican and Democrat alike, but it never happens. So at least with the shutdown and the looming threat of the debt ceiling needing to be raised, you can force people to the table. That's the worry. That's the worry that, you know, we're just doing more of the same. Now, supposedly in these deals, you know, they're only extending these to one's January and one's February.
One's 3 months, one's 4 months.
You know, so, maybe in the meantime, we're going to have some sort of hard, fast process to deal with the big things, but I think your point's a good one here. Are you disappointed Obamacare is not addressed in this deal in any significant way?
No, it's not. And no problem with us is we turn around and we tack on a bunch of extra stuff in there that doesn't make any sense to keep the basic passage with the package the way it should be. It isn't so bad, but, I mean, we got to take a hard look at what we're doing here. I mean, our country... it's a great country, and it needs to be established again. And we have to, as American citizens, make some decisions, you know. And we have to relay that to the Democrats and the Republicans. They got to understand one thing. It's a basic concept. They were voted by the people to do what the people need. They have to open up their ears and start listening a little bit more.
Keep fighting, Randy. You're making some sense. Appreciate the call very much. We want to welcome Deb Esslinger here. Deb's the Executive Director of the Center for Technology and Business and the sponsor of the Women's Business Summit. How are you, Deb?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here today.
Second annual. Give us your assessment on how things are going so far.
Is this fantastic.
Second annual, is that right?
It is the second annual.
Yeah.
You know, wonderful. We're down here at the Bismarck Civic Center, and we have such a great crowd of aspiring women, business owners themselves, and professional women all across.
This grew a lot. I had the pleasure of being able to broadcast from here last year, and much bigger turnout, much bigger event this year. Are you on pace for the growth for this?
Oh, I hope so. My vision is, you know, a regional event. This year we actually have six different states here with us today. Chicago, we have people joining us from Chicago to Arizona to Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and of course North Dakota. So, you know, numbers are up from last year, but I'm really hoping that we can quadruple this, you know, a couple of years from now.
This goes to the Civic Center until 5:15 tonight, so there's a lot to do, and it's for business owners, it's for professional women, there's a health and wellness track and general sessions. So really something for women,
anybody,
no matter their interest, right?
Absolutely. Something for everybody. You know, our goal as the Women's Business Center for North Dakota is we go around to all of rural North Dakota and do training. And there's only four of us, and we have very limited budgets. So it's hard to do the outreach to everywhere that we need to go. So having this one-time event every year where we can bring all of these women that we reach throughout the course of a year to a central event to give them that training is pretty key.
As you travel around North Dakota, what resources do you bring to women that are looking at
our expertise. But women business development, we also do a lot of technology training, helping women and business owners. We don't discriminate, of course, but helping people in those rural communities have access to the training that are more readily available in a bigger community. So we come out, we actually have a computer lab sometimes where we come out and do some tech training classes. We help them get established on more point-of-sale systems, using their iPads, using, you know, tablets. We help them create more efficiencies in the company, professional development, leadership development. Pretty much as we said earlier on the stage this morning, we may not have all the answers for everything, but we definitely have great resources and people that can help.
Congrats on another great conference. We look forward to chatting with some of the speakers, including the keynoter later today. So.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Deb. Deb Essinger, Executive Director of the Center for Technology and Business. Women's Business Summit is on at the Bismarck Civic Center through 5:15 today. We're broadcasting live. Stop by and say hi to us right here on the trade floor, and make sure you take in all the wonderful events.
A lot of booths, too. So there's plenty of different vendors that are here as well.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to shift gears here a little bit and talk about another concern about fiscal sanity, and this one on the local level. Eric Osmond did it here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. They've been keeping tabs on counties that are asking for property tax hikes in their budget meetings, and they are happening. And Eric all along has been telling us, pay attention, get to these meetings, and get a little assessment of how things are going so far and find out where you can participate in other ways going forward. Eric, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Hey, I'm well. Good to hear you.
So give us the scorecard so far. How many counties are looking to hike property taxes in North Dakota?
Well, excuse me, it's hard to say, Scott. We haven't been keeping a scorecard, so to speak, but we have been hearing from members all across the state that one local taxing district, whether it be county, school, city, what have you, from all over the state, are raising taxes or increasing their budgets, not lowering taxes as much as they should to be in compliance or according to what we should see given the amount of property tax relief granted by the legislature. So we're seeing a very small decrease, much smaller than it really should be, all the way to increases of different sizes in different taxing districts all across the state. So it's somewhat of a disappointment to see that happening.
It's budget time, so, I mean, give us a sense of, is there a special notice put out for this when property taxes have to go up? I know at the school district level, if they go up over a certain percentage, they have to actually send a specific letter about it, but does something similar come from counties? I mean, how and by the way, if you have any evidence of this where you live and you've participated in any of these meetings and are able to share a little bit about what Eric is talking about, certainly welcome your calls, questions, or comments on this, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. But how can folks keep tabs on when this is happening and how it's happening, Eric?
Well, you know, they have to read the legal notices in their paper, in their local county paper, where these things are published, to see when your county budget meetings are, and the budget meetings for all your political subdivisions. And it's incumbent upon us as citizens to go to these meetings and see what's going on. and to hear what our elected officials have to say and why they have to raise our taxes or increase the budget, whichever is the case. And you know, we have a responsibility as citizens to work with those that we elect and give them every opportunity to do things in a responsible fashion. And that's all that we really ask for.
Eric, after this last legislative session, the state did put in some big relief, not reform, but relief on property taxes. Now a lot of the local entities, as you mentioned, are taking advantage of that. The reason Measure 2 failed, I'm a firm believer last time around, was because of the local control issue. Well, people have local control. They haven't utilized that local control. Do you get more of a sense that people are starting to show up or figure out that, hey, this is my opportunity or it's incumbent upon me as a voter to have that local control, to go to these meetings, start showing up and letting my voice be heard and letting those elected officials on the local level know that if you don't keep my property taxes down, if you don't get government in check on a local level, you're going to get voted out?
Well, I think we're starting to see that move that way, and that's what needs to happen. You know, we're not
good for the process.
Any one set of local leaders or anything like that. We're just saying that, one, the legislature did a good job with property tax relief.
But they get blamed for not having property tax relief.
Well, sure they do. Sure they do. And they get blamed because people don't understand how the system works. You know, the legislature grants property tax relief. The local people, in some cases, not all over, but in some cases, say, oh, okay, we lowered your taxes because we lowered mills. The state increased valuations. That's not true. The state doesn't increase valuations. The state gets numbers from local assessors, compiles them, and says, according to the local numbers, this is how much valuation should go up. Increasing value should not increase your taxes. The local political subdivisions have to lower the mills enough so that your taxes don't go up. So the reality is people have to understand when your property taxes go up, the only people that can raise them are your local elected leaders, not the state, no one else, just the local elected leaders. And that's all we're saying is let's make the system simpler. Let's make it so people understand it. Let's make sure that people understand that they have an obligation to understand it, and then let's move ahead in a constructive fashion.
And it's certainly too late to complain about it once you get your property tax bill, because it's set in stone at that point. I mean, you need to engage in these budget-level meetings now. Jeff in West Fargo for Eric Osmus, State of the Farm Bureau. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff. What's your comment?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Just calling to let you know, I picked up a property. I've called the show many times. I picked up a small property, a little over 3 acres in Ransom County with a metal shed on it. I got a letter in the mail about a month ago, preliminary budget raising the taxes of 23.88%. And, of course, I couldn't make it to the meeting because, of course, I've got to work to pay for it. So this is happening in a lot of counties. I picked up this place to hopefully get out of Fargo and get away from the communist Mayor Wallach or what he's doing here. And I don't think it doesn't matter where you go in the state, they're doing it to everybody. And let's see if our House representative and our senators vote for this increase in our debt, because if they do, they're all in the same boat. Have a great day, guys.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Give Eric a chance to comment about that, plus our North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute when we come back on What's on Your Mind live at the Bismarck Civic Center.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com, FlagFamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. It's not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Beep. This is an emergency essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your question.
Don, why do farmers feed corn to cows when it could be used for people instead?
People eat sweet corn, and although a cow would probably eat sweet corn too, they're fed field corn. Field corn is also used to make ethanol, oils, syrups, and even vitamins, paints, and plastics. Some people say feeding corn to cattle is unnatural, but if you put a cow in a pen with a choice of corn or grass, it will choose the corn. Corn-fed means that the animal eats a nutritionally balanced corn ration for a few months before they enter the food chain. Cattle spend most of their lives eating grass.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Mark Civic Center today for the Business Women Summit. We're going to talk with the 2013 North Dakota Small Business Person of the Year in just a moment here. Brendan in Williston, though, had a question for Eric before we let him go. Brendan, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, this is Vern.
Vernon, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, we had a meeting last night. In fact, you folks did a lot of advertising for us, and we're very thankful for that, to discuss the alternatives to our mill levy being raised. And I am, I guess, ashamed to report that only 20 people showed up. I'm beginning to think that the average person either don't care or I don't know what to think, but I was very disappointed. And
well, before you get too down on yourself, Brendan, let me ask Eric, what's your experience? How many people normally show up at these meetings and these hearings? I mean, that sounds like a decent turnout to me.
God, there's very, very few people show up anywhere. If they had 20 people show up or whatever it was, that's a big number.
Okay.
I've been to my own county budget meeting, and I'm the only person there. I've talked to people in other parts of the state for one or two or five people show up. That's one of the problems. If people don't show up, it's kind of hard to blame the people that we elect to be there for too much. But on the same note, you know, a lot of people think that, okay, we've elected these people, let them do the job, but they're not. I mean, and I'm not condemning any group of people. Government grows because it can. It's a lot easier to let things grow, to increase services, to do all these things that government does at every level, than it is to say, no, we can't do that.
Well, Vernon, I tell you what, I wouldn't get too down on yourself there. I think that was a decent crowd, and keep us posted. We'll also follow up on that when we have more time on another program to dig into that a little bit, because I guarantee you folks there realize when 20 people show up for a budget meeting that more people than usual are paying attention. And, Eric, before we let you go, anything else to get out to folks about these meetings that are happening county by county you want to get out there?
Well, you know, if there's something going on in your county or your school district or your city with property tax that doesn't seem right, that seems like it's out of control, contact us. Let us know. And that's how we know what's going on out there is when people contact us. So help us keep a finger on what's going on out there, and we're going to continue to try to think of ways and come up with ways to bring more responsibility to the property tax system and ultimately lower people's property taxes.
Eric, thanks very much, and we'll talk more further down the road concerning this.
Thanks, fellas.
Eric Osmestead from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Counties asking for property tax hikes in their budgets. Scott and I broadcasting with What's on Your Mind from the Women's Summit, Women's Business Summit taking place in Bismarck at the Bismarck Civic Center. And joining us now, Carrie Block of Earthkind, the actual 2013 North Dakota Small Business Person of the Year. Congratulations. Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Thank you.
What is Earthkind? What is your business centered around?
We are a manufacturing business located in Bismarck, North Dakota. And I started this business as the inventor of the first natural EPA-registered rodent repellent. It's so safe you could eat it. Customers like John Deere, Orkin, and Ace Hardware trust our product to save millions in damages each year from rodents. So it started as a first-to-market product, and our product saves people a lot of hassles and troubles and expense from rodents wrecking their stuff.
Are you growing fast?
Growing fast. We've had an annual growth of about 45% per year for the last 5 years, about 25% growth in new employees each year.
What advice do you have for folks that are thinking about starting a business or about women out there that might be frustrated in the workforce, want to do their own thing? What do you tell them here?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, Scott, I tell you. Well, in business and in life, you know, there's really two things, I think. Number one, you got to know what you want. That's the hardest question to answer. And number two, it's just a plan of how to get there.
How important for it is women in the business sector to have an event like this to be able to share ideas and share their stories?
That is such a great question, Steve, because, you know, the last caller talked about people not showing up. Well, there's something really different, and this is a real gem in our state that we have compared to other states, because women come. I mean, there's hundreds of women here, and they pay to come. And the reason is there's a network here. It's an ecosystem, basically, for entrepreneurship and women's business. And women can come here and learn from other experts such as myself. They can get ideas if they're wanting to start that business, not sure where to start.
Perfect. Congratulations again, and thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
We're back at the Bismarck Civic Center after this, folks. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.